Welcome back to the Date My Podcast. This is season one, Date My Ex, Kyle Lampe.
Hello.
Yay. For exes.
I always imagine, is there going to be music during the...
I hope so.
I think that'd be nice. Like,
yeah, we'll find some.
Okay, cool.
Royalty free.
Royalty free, of course.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
It's been a good day.
It's been a good day?
Yeah, I had a nice morning walk with the dog.
Okay.
Saw some clients, delicious food. Here we are.
As you were saying.
So exciting.
As you were saying, you said it's been a good day. I was going to interrupt you and go, don't care, moving on. But I figured,
should've.
Since not everyone knows our sense of humor yet, that might be rude. Okay. So I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you had fun. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling that today is your last in-studio date? So we have Tara today, and I'll let you know how I met Tara shortly, but how are you feeling about this?
Honestly, I'm kind of bummed.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, why? I highly recommend anyone out there that's watching this, find someone who wants to do all the work of finding dates for you, and you just have to show up and see if that it works or not. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I was honestly not expecting
Can we just keep going?
Maybe.
Maybe this isn't season one. Maybe this is just an ongoing...
But it's supposed to be a different, if we do another season, it's supposed to be a different dater every season.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so today is Tara.
Tara.
And I'm very excited about Tara. I will say this is a little bit of me cheating, just a little, because our friend Michelle actually suggested Tara. So I didn't necessarily... quote unquote, find Tara, but basically our friend Michelle, who we both know and love, reached out to me. I had reached out to a few friends. I said, I'm doing this show, a few trusted friends. And I said, if you know of anyone, please let me know. Michelle reached out. She said, I've got a good friend. I think she would be a great potential match. And I think she'd have so much fun. She's single. So she connected me and Tara. And then Tara and I texted back and forth a little, and then we hopped on a phone call. And then I knew once we hopped on a phone call, I was like, Tara, you must, if you're willing, come in. But here's the kicker, which isn't really a kicker because this has happened now like twice. Tara doesn't know what you look like. So just like Ashton walked in and she was fine with what you looked like, but it could have happened where Tara walks in, she sees Kyle, and she could very easily turn around and walk out if she doesn't like the way he looks.
I would be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. So.
Which doesn't seem fair because I can't get up and leave if I don't like the way Tara looks because then we wouldn't have a show.
Yes, you can.
I would never do that.
Go ahead. See what fucking happens, Kyle. See what happens.
I would never do that. That's so rude.
Anyway, we talked about this with the dating expert. I feel like for a lot of women, it takes a little bit, maybe, because like for me and my exes, they're not all tens, you know?
What are you saying right now?
I'm saying like I go for personality a lot. I mean,
what are you saying right now? Can I tell a story?
Of what?
When we started dating, yeah. We got invited to this party at this like mansion or whatever. And I'm like, okay, that'll be cool.
In Nashville,
hang out. And then we're sitting there. There's a mixed group of people. There's a band playing. Guy walks by, and she goes, oh, that's my ex-boyfriend. I was like, oh, okay, cool. No sweat. Another guy walks by. Oh, yeah, I dated him too. And I'm like, all right. Oh, see the bass player in the band playing? I dated him as well. Oh, nice. And then she goes, oh, no. A fourth guy comes in. I dated him. And then I'm starting to think, oh.
Did you date all of Nashville?
You must be the town bicycle because
everyone's
had a ride, right? Like, what are the chances that we're at a mansion party in Nashville with a lot of people there and you've dated four guys?
Very high, by the way. Very high. Absolutely high. Nashville is a small... It's one of those, like, big city, small towns or whatever.
Right.
And by the way, not that it matters because I could have been the town bicycle and that would have been fine. But every man there has been my boyfriend in the past. And I'm talking boyfriend of a year or longer. So these were... long-term monogamous relationships, and yes, most of them were musicians, so they were there.
I just thought it was funny, like for like the first time we like went out in public, I was like, oh, I guess we're just meeting all these men that you let inside of you.
And now full circle, I'm meeting all the women who, well, not that you've let inside of
you. But. Yeah, I haven't let them inside of me yet.
Okay,
yeah.
Moving on. That. Okay, so anyway, what I decided today, and I'll say it more when Tara gets in here in a minute, but I think the first date with Melanie, we did more like standard first date questions, and then we got a little deeper. The date after that with Ashton, we did more like fun and improv and silly. And then with Maya, we went back to like the deeper questions first date. So I think we're gonna end on, especially with Tara and what I feel is a great personality, we're gonna end on the more fun and the sort of more the vibe of like the Ashton date with the questions and the topics and like the little games and stuff. Okay. And we'll get into deeper questions and we'll just see where the conversation takes us.
Nice.
You said nice before I was done talking, about, so you're over.
Yeah, well, because I'm
talking.
Just... Oh, God, okay, how about what? So long, I'm so sick of hearing your voice.
How about what?
I was going to say, how about just silence and prolonged eye contact and let the audience try to decipher what we're talking about?
I don't like that. Okay, so without further ado, we are going to have my girl, Tara.
Tara.
Come on in, Tara. Hi, Angel. Hi. Come on. I would stand up and hug you, but the mic is... Oh, there we go.
Hi.
Yay. We'll make sure the mic is good to go.
Yeah. Bring it like
so you can move it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good. Like
you get comfy.
My feet don't touch the floor.
Oh, look at mine, don't either.
Okay.
Mine
short
never.
Crew.
How tall are you? Are you 5? No, you're taller than me.
I'm 5'1", ma'am.
I'm 5'1".
Hell yeah.
Are you actually 5'1"? Because I say 5'1", but I'm not. I'm like 5¾".
No, I'm 5'1".
You are?
Yeah, solidly.
Oh.
Nice. What age did you reach your peak height?
I've been this tall since I was like 8. So I was like a giant for a little bit.
Nice.
And then the rest of my life has just been like humbling myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, so if a little fairy came to you at the age of 8 and said, this is it for you, do you think you would have been sad?
I mean, I think that at age 8, I have a really hard time processing what the future looks like. So I'd be like, yeah, okay.
That's a great answer.
That's a great answer. Yeah. Okay, before we get into anything, Tara, will you introduce yourself? Whatever you want to say in this first introduction.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I'm Tara. Mm-hmm. I'm from New York.
Oh.
I'm 31, and I write and produce for TV.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's me, I guess. I don't know.
That's so cool.
Okay.
You grew up in New York City or upstate New York?
Upstate. Well, I moved around a lot. I claim New York State.
Okay.
Like mostly upstate New York. And then I lived in the city for college and like a few of the lost years.
When you say upstate, where do you mean?
Rochester.
Tara, did we talk about this?
No.
Tara, I am from upstate New York.
Fuck you. Really?
I grew up on the Finger Lakes.
Shut the fuck up.
I grew up in Auburn, New York, which nobody knows. I went to St. John Fisher for 2 years.
No fucking way.
Yes.
I used to do their volleyball camps all the time. I was thinking about playing there.
Stop. I was
Are
in
we on a
field
date right now?
All right, Kyle, head out.
Yeah,
head out.
Yeah.
See yourself out.
You know what?
So you went straight from upstate New York to LA?
No, I went from upstate to the city to Hawaii to LA.
Where in Hawaii?
Yeah. Oahu.
I'm going there in 2.5 weeks.
Oh, no way.
My grandpa lives at the North Shore.
That's so fun. North Shore is beautiful.
Ugh, I can't wait.
Have you been before?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. How long did you live there for?
4 or 5 years.
For what? Just fun?
I had like a really stinky boyfriend.
Mm. Smelly or bad?
Just like bad.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Hawaii?
So we met in college. Mm-hmm. We were long distance though. He was in Miami. I was in New York. And he got into grad school in Hawaii. He's a criminal psychologist, mm-hmm. very good at like manipulating me.
Ugh.
And he goes, he was like this whole spiel of like, if you love me, you'll move out there with me.
Oh.
If you don't, we might as well like break up now. Mm-hmm. I was like very like soft brained, like young 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I love you. I'll go.
Yeah.
Of course. We lived together for the first time in the same city we lived together. And it took me only a couple months for me to be like, holy shit, I fucking hate you.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop.
It was rough. So I broke up with him, but I stayed because I had a sick job picking up dog poop on set.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Are you for real? What
is
the title?
I'm like dead serious. Hawaii 5-0?
Hell yeah. Nice.
Oh my God.
How many hours do you work picking up dog poop?
It was a lot. We had basically... all of our cast members had dogs.
Oh.
Crew members would bring dogs.
Okay.
When you're shooting out in the jungle.
Right.
feral dogs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a lot. But it was honestly like an amazing first gig.
Yeah.
I could ask like all those stupid questions about how a set worked, what does that equipment do, whatever. And people would not get fed up with me because my job was literal shit.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Quite.
So like, yeah. I really like leverage that to my advantage. Yeah.
I wow. am so like so much respect for you. We're going to talk. We're going to go on a friend date later. But because my first job was a stand-in and I did the same thing.
You get it.
I was standing on TV sets and I was like always there. So I would just ask people stuff because I was standing in 12, 13, 14 hours a day. You remember that. Yeah. Anyway, can you do your intro? Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, me?
Yes, do your intro. Oh,
I was like so enthralled with the poop and the Hawaii. And the
oh, yeah. Great.
Well, my name is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, I'm 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I am 5'10 and a half.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I used to think I was 5'11.
Oh.
But I recently went to the doctor for my like 40-year-old checkup.
He set you straight.
And they let me know that I had lost an inch, so.
Well, there are worse places to lose an inch, right?
Well.
I'm so sorry. I don't know you. I literally don't know you.
But
I love her.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And I can't promise you that that also isn't the case.
Oh.
It's right. So.
Starting off.
Do with that what you will. Yeah, so my life basically consists of, it's centered around fitness. I own a remote fitness coaching business. I see clients one-on-one. I'm very active. I have a pup.
Oh, nice.
Who poops a lot. So
well,
if you want to.
That's gonna be your problem. But,
respectfully. Well, no, but I'll pick it up. But I want you to, like, if we're ever out, like, on a walk, I would like to know.
Oh, you want me to feel bad for you the way people on set.
No, I was saying, like, maybe you could give me some pointers on my poop picking up techniques.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Cool. Other than that, I love music. Music was like my whole life before fitness, and I can cook.
Oh, nice.
I'm really selling myself here.
Wow. Do you clean or just cook?
I love to cook and I love to clean. I love
doing dishes. Damn, that's hot. Okay.
I know.
See?
Yeah. I look really good in an apron.
Nice.
So, I wouldn't mind being a kept man.
Oh, nobody would.
So, if you want a clean house and meals cooked, let me know. You know what I mean? As long as you're cool with me just like chilling at home in sweatpants.
That's fine. Yeah, that's I'm pretty ambitious. I could have a career for the both of us.
Hell yeah.
I can tell. I did not realize, I wasn't mentioning, and this is my bad, to some of the dates that Kyle is my ex-fiance. Did you know that?
Oh, fiance? I did not know.
Okay.
Yeah. So wow. We were going to be married as of April 6th this year. We were on the track to being married.
Okay.
And then she
how many months is that?
That's about we're going on 8 months.
Wow,
now.
And you're ready to date already?
Yeah. Okay. And we can get into that too.
I'd love to.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she we had just no big deal. We just like had like a small little life plan that she exploded.
But, you know, when you talk like that, it really doesn't seem like you're ready.
No, I know it. No, but to me, it's fun. I know it doesn't.
You don't put in like the so much time we did of therapy of really realizing this is not it.
Do you want to know why I don't do that?
Why?
Because it's not funny.
Oh, okay.
it would be. It's less funny. It's. Forget it. It's over.
I ruined
edit
it.
Edit this out. Yeah. Anyways, we can get into that. Yes, she was going to be my wife, and she is no longer going to be my wife.
Can we talk about your dog for a moment? Because Tara does have a dog, which I know. And please say what kind, say what kind Margo is.
He is a German Shepherd with only 3 legs.
What happened to his one leg?
So I think there's like too many puppies in the womb, so it didn't really develop.
Oh, okay.
And then the breeder that he came from was going to put him down because they couldn't sell him for full price.
Sure.
But he never got around to it. So he was like this starved out, sickly little puppy. He was like getting beat up by his like siblings and the other parents until a neighbor scooped him up. This neighbor was like, wait, I'm literally 100 years old. I can't have a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got like passed around between like shelters, foster care until I finally found him. But they didn't amputate him until he was like a year old.
So he had like a little chicken wing?
Yeah. He like remembered it and they neutered him in the same operation.
No.
So he's like a little traumatized.
Wow. So he woke up. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you find him after that or you brought him in to get neutered and they were like.
Oh, no. I met him after that.
You met him after that. Okay. Yeah. How is he now?
He's okay.
He She's, well, how old is he?
He's 3.
Okay. He's, so he's still quite a pup.
Sure.
I think
that's... Do they have therapy for dogs?
Well, he's going to boarding school.
Oh, okay.
If you end up going on a date with Tara and you are unkind, which wouldn't happen because you're like the kindest person in the world, he might beat you up. That's all I'm going to say.
The dog might beat you
up? Whether or not it's with his eyes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, or with his attitude.
And I would totally accept his judgment for what it is because he can probably definitely see who I really am.
Margo? Kyle's dog?
Yes. What type of dog is this?
Oh, yeah, please.
She's a half Whippet hound.
A Whippet hound.
So she's really slender and fast, but wow. She's also half of a Blackmouth Cur.
But also part German Shepherd, right?
Blackmouth Cur is a southern hunting dog. They have black faces. Mm-hmm. They look a lot like German Shepherds. They're just not as floofy as a German Shepherd.
I'm showing you.
That was a good spiel. Do you have to give that a lot?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Nice.
So she's basically like a, she's colored like a German Shepherd, but she has a body like
Cute. Yeah,
she cute?
But she doesn't like, she's scared of other dogs.
Okay. Same with my dog.
Oh, perfect. So maybe they'll be like,
yeah.
Cool.
Tara, do you feel like people are, I'm just really going into any questions, dog people, cat people, or people can be both? I am very much both. Kyle has a certain feeling about cats. How do you feel?
So I'm pretty allergic to cats.
Oh, okay.
I would be open to getting like a hairless one.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I get icked out when somebody isn't good with dogs.
Right.
Like, just bring it back to dog poop. Like, I have been with guys, we're walking my dog, and I have to pick up his poop. And we keep walking, and they're like, I'm sorry, I'm so weirded out by the fact you're just, like, holding a bag of dog poop right now. Like,
what is he going to do when his baby barfs on him, or he's got to change his baby's diaper?
Yeah. Like, what am I supposed to eat it? Like, what do you want me to do?
I bet he had soft hands, too, huh?
Dude, yeah.
Exactly. That's some soy boy shit right there.
Kyle, we're going to go into the icks. Name your top three icks in a potential partner.
Three?
Yeah, let's name three. I can name three, and I'm not even in the game, but I'm going to go ahead and name three so you guys have time to think. Okay. Number one, it's so cliche, but it's so true. If you're a dick to waiters or valet or and you're not kind, it's like you're gross, you're a douchebag. Number two, and I'm so sorry to say this, but I am not big. I lived in Nashville for 10 years. So the frat boy energy, the Sperry's, the popped collar, let's go with the, I'm just like not, that is the ick for me. Ick, ick, ick. And number three would be probably, what do you think? Can you help me? Doesn't matter. This isn't my date. Moving on. Okay, your icks.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah.
I cannot stand people who cannot manage their time. Like lateness, I think, is probably one of the most egregious things you can be to somebody. And I'll tell you why, because we're all gonna die and we have a finite amount of time here. And if you're wasting my time, I will
be upset.
Wish death upon you.
Is that an ick though? Because I'm terrible.
Yes, it's huge. Yeah, yeah.
You were with me for 8 years and I'm terrible. Yeah.
And guess
was that an ick to you?
Yeah, and guess how pissed off I was all the time.
But was that an ick? You know what an ick
no,
is,
yeah,
right?
No,
you did propose to her, for the
is.
Record.
You what?
You did propose to her.
I did.
She was late.
That's
did.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. I did. No, I know. Listen, I think icks are when you're getting to know someone. Those are kind of the things that, but you can, when you get to know somebody and you accept them and love them, what could be have been an ick can also just be a quirk and something that you accept and love about them. So
okay.
I think an ick is like a beginning stage kind of thing. The second for me is I cannot stand like princess behavior. Like if you can't, like I like girls that are troopers. Like, you want to go, like say, let's go on a hike or whatever. And yeah, it may be a little hot and maybe there is a bug there. It's like we're in nature. But if it's like, this is what I don't want to hear, like, it's so hot and my feet hurt. It's like, well, then you wanted to fucking do this. Buck up. You don't hear me complaining about it. I'm hot too. I just can't. I can't stand princess behavior and I can't stand lateness. Those are like my major two. Like I need to know that. Basically, I need to know this. If the shit were to hit the fan tomorrow, I don't have to worry about you like not being able to step up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get that.
Because I'm going to step up. I need you to step up with me or you're going to get left behind for the zombies.
The amount of times he told me that I couldn't be on his end of the world team, just no. So you know. The amount of times he was like, you would not survive.
You can now.
Why?
Because you've learned a combat skill. Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu.
But before, I was like, oh my God.
Okay, Tara.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. You could have been on my, you would just have been a body shield.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Tara.
Yeah.
You're an icks.
Okay. So I feel like I need to preface this by saying, like, I'm not sure I believe in icks. Mm-hmm. I think, like, you just straight up didn't like that person. Right. And that's, like, your brain hitting the panic button.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. I like this theory.
That being said, men who drive Fiats.
Stop. What if I have a Fiat?
Do you have a Fiat?
No, I don't. But I do have a boxy little baby car.
What kind of car do you
it's
drive?
It's a Scion XB.
Is it little?
It's 2010.
No, it's not. She's talking about the golf ball
I
car.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
It's a clown car.
I get it. Yeah.
You know who drives a clown car?
Clowns.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's I've been so like funny. Dunked on by a lot of men who drive Fiats. Mm. So like now I just see them and I'm like, I can't do it. Yeah.
I almost wish I had a Fiat and change your mind about it.
Sorry. I love that so much.
Okay.
Pet names too fast.
Oh, yeah.
Give us some examples of the pet names.
I've been called Old Bean. Just like, it's not even cute.
Bean's cute.
Old Bean, though.
Old Bean,
like,
A.
Like, what,
old
second bean. Date? Like, come here, you old bean.
Yeah. I'm like, I will not. I'm not going to respond to that.
You know what? That's a good one. I had a girl call me a silly boy one time on our second, or third date.
Sorry.
And she's like, silly boy. And I went, oh, we're never seeing each other again. Oh, you're not my mom. That's like something your mom says, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think one guy got really nervous. He called me like T-Dog on a date. I was
Oh, okay, brother.
I know. But what about this?
Yeah.
I always wonder about icks too. Like, what if, I'm being very presumptuous here.
Okay, sure.
Say you're like really attracted to me and we're having like a
sorry.
Vibe.
Sorry. Okay, no, I'm so attracted to you. Yeah.
You're so, just yeah. pretend, okay? Can we pretend?
Yeah.
And we're at somewhere real nice, like a Red Lobster, and I'm getting you extra cheddar
Shut
biscuits.
Shut the fuck up. Right. I love Red Lobster.
See?
Keep going.
I know. Red Lobster, and I'm like, I tell the waiter, I slip him like a five, and I just like, keep these cheddar biscuits coming.
Even though they're unlimited.
Stop it. Yeah. And I slip a T-Dog in there, but we're having fun.
What's the context? Laugh.
It's just like, I don't know. Be like, how those cheddar biscuits, T-Dog? But you like me. It's different.
That's the thing. When there's like emotional investment, anything is possible. Right. And that's what's so embarrassing.
So then I can go off with the names.
Maybe.
Yeah.
How many dates in are we?
That's what I'm saying. This is like, we're a third date. We've established a first date.
Yeah, I would probably let a T-Dog fly.
Yeah,
on a third
T-Dog
date.
Fly.
Yeah. God. Oh,
I love that.
If there's the second date and you don't drop a T-Dog, then I'm going to be livid.
Has anyone ever called you T-Rex?
I get that a lot. Oh. Tara the Terrible.
Tara the Terrible.
What about Terrorizer?
Yep. Pterodactyl. Mm-hmm. Terabyte. There's not a lot I haven't heard.
I love that.
If you were in jujitsu, Tara the Terrorizer or Terrible, that'd be sick. Yeah. Sick.
My mom calls me Turda because I'm the shit.
Oh, that's
but that's
cute.
Also very embarrassing.
Okay. That's so cute.
I love that.
That is so cute.
What about lowercase t because you're 5'1"?
Lowercase t, that's a mouthful. So no one's ever said that before.
Because
you're 5'1".
How icked out are you right now?
I'm not icked out.
Tiny t? Baby t?
Okay. We are moving on to astrological compatibility. We'll do that super quick. Basically, this says, because this is more fun than this. Basically, Cancer and Scorpio.
Oh.
Cancer. What?
Nothing.
Kyle's a Scorpio.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm not scared.
That's Don't a decent response.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because we both have outer shells and pinchers.
Yeah. I get it.
I don't know.
Have people like vomited signs. In here when they...
People what?
Oh, dude.
Like, been really upset to, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
The whole sign thing, and I'm sorry if you believe this, I will not judge you, but the whole sign thing, if you're like, if it's enough for you to be like, and create a snap judgment on like who a person is, I literally, like, you're so not the person for me. It's like, oh, you care about dumb shit. Like, we can't really go deep.
That's so judgy. Care about dumb shit, though, because the moon does rule many things.
Yeah, the moon does rule many things, like your cycle and the tides. Yeah. Sure. But the fact that, like, you're a crab, a water sign, and I'm a Scorpio, which, by the way, do scorpions swim? This makes no sense to me. Anyways, I've heard that Cancers and Scorpios are compatible because of those things, but I also think that people can be compatible just because of
for a lot of other reasons. Yeah,
like values and humor and pheromones.
I don't know.
Yeah. So
red flag.
Yeah, red flag.
At the end of the day, I do feel like I'm in control of my own fate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I dislike a lot of people, and like,
hell yeah,
astrological signs are a really nice like filing system for people I don't like.
Yeah. Right, right. I like that.
I love that.
Have you ever dated a Scorpio?
Oh, that's a good question.
No.
She said, no, they're trash. What do you mean?
Oh, no, I did not know. I have not.
Okay.
I've actually dated against the grain historically.
Okay.
So.
Which means what? Like Leos?
Well, I'm a Leo rising.
Okay, I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do know about this. Did I offend you? I do.
No. We live in LA. You have to know.
That's another thing, too. I like refuse to just get in this box of crystals. And
Google says Cancer and Scorpio are said to be highly compatible because of their shared intuitive and emotional nature and their mutual appreciation for loyalty and emotional security. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
I'm very loyal.
Me too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do need emotional security.
I'm not used to like receiving it from another person, but yes, I
like
do need
you don't
it.
You're not used to feeling safe in your relationship with someone else, like that they got you.
Like not really, maybe okay. not. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it also says here to maintain a healthy relationship, Cancers and Scorpios need to communicate openly and trust each other. I feel that applies to literally every relationship in the world.
That's what I'm talking about.
But hey, good to know. Okay, we're moving on. We're moving on to the, this has been fun. We have never had like such a long sort of intro before the questions.
Oh, that was the intro.
Sorry. Well, it's not. No, are you kidding? It's just been flowing. Okay. I love this. Okay, we are going to do, I want to do the word story because I thought that was fun. So what you're going to do is you're going to tell each other right now three facts about yourselves. Okay. They can be any facts you want. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we'll move on to the 1 minute word story.
Okay.
Okay. My three facts.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my dog was going to be one of my facts. Can I use that still?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Okay.
Setting the rules. Setting the rules, not the host, setting the rules.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would there be a show if it wasn't for me?
Kyle!
Wow.
Good point. Okay, let's hear the facts of the dog.
Okay, I mean, it's like three-legged dog named Kevin.
Okay.
Oh, Kevin. We didn't know what his name was. That's
cool. His name's Kevin.
We love a Kevin.
That's cute.
Real big Yankees fan.
Yes.
I was in New York for the World Series.
Oh, right.
That was hard.
Sports.
Yes.
Let's get it.
And I've never had a hangover before.
Oh. Is that because of something in your body or you just don't drink?
Something in my body. I've put in the work. I've tried.
You've tried.
She's put in the work.
Yeah. Do you, what's your nationality?
I'm half Filipino, half Portuguese.
Okay.
Why is that?
Well, because I know the Asian flush. Do you get that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, is that like you get hangovers or you don't?
It's
get
like
hangovers?
It's a slight allergy to alcohol that genetically Asians can have. It flushes their skin. Yeah. Some rosy.
Interesting. Okay. Your three facts.
My three facts. Let's see. I'm a black belt in karate.
Holy shit. Okay.
So that's pretty cool. I was born and raised in Las Vegas.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how exciting that is.
Sorry.
she's sick. Cool. Sick, guys.
like, how should I react to this?
Born and raised in Las Vegas. And I play guitar. I play guitar my whole life.
Oh.
And it's one of my favorite things to do.
That is nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's got range.
Huh?
We're ranging.
Okay.
I'm going to add one more.
Oh, wow. God. Here we go.
I can cook you the best steak you've ever had in your life.
No, we'll have a competition.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Are you okay with losing?
Be nice. I'm really sensitive.
I know. That. hold on. Typical Cancer. Yeah.
Whatever.
Such a Cancer.
I am in the kitchen and I cannot take the heat. Like,
that's
I'm
okay.
open about
that's
it.
Okay.
I love that. I love that. Okay. So we are now going to move on to the 1 minute word story, which I enjoy. And the subject is your ideal first date. And we're going to see how much on the same page you guys are.
Okay.
And I will have you start with the word, and we'll just go back and forth in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Saturday.
Night.
We.
Drive.
To.
The.
Beach.
And.
Pull out. It's two words. Sorry.
A.
Blanket.
for
a
picnic
that
includes
cheese,
wine,
meats,
grapes,
bread,
and
music.
Then
we
go
to
a
ice cream
parlor.
It literally, and it just wrapped.
Oh wait, I feel like I was just getting warmed up.
Oh,
I know, that was good.
That was so good.
You can tell
she's a writer.
Well, that and you read my mind when I was talking about, like, when you said includes.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, uh-oh. I didn't think I teed her up.
I could tell with, like, the energy. You were like, okay, yeah. we're on the same page. We're on the same page.
That could be cute, though. What? Like, a sunset picnic
with,
like,
a little ice cream afterwards.
Talk, and then we walk and get ice cream.
That is very nice.
Yeah, so.
With grapes, meat, cheese.
Bread.
I was like, how long is this food that's going to go?
It's like the rest of the podcast. And we're just...
It's spaghetti. Meatballs.
Meatballs, yeah.
Oh my God, that was fun.
just so you know, the last one we did got weird.
What?
So
I was prepared for weird. So I'm like kind of thankful.
That was fabulous. Yeah. Okay, we're moving on to, if you could only listen to one song for the rest of your life and you had to listen to it multiple times a day, every day, what would the song be? You're going to go crazy either way. So.
I already know this. It's Usher's Love in the Club.
Oh my God. What a vibe.
What is it about that song that you love?
In all Usher songs, I feel like he has that verse where he like takes it like a little bit too far.
Oh, he's
it's kind of like,
far.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And I like that's one of his best.
Mm-hmm.
I love the rap verse. Mm. And is it not a metaphor for the world? The world.
It is.
The love club. In the club.
And there's love here. I think we should try to foster that.
But so he's talking about making love in the club. That's like a... That's
okay,
a,
well, you can create love in like a not...
sexual way.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Mine's going to be lame. But I can't... I have to choose one?
Mm-hmm. Tara, guess what he's going to say. I just want to see what she guesses.
Well, I'm just like confused because like haven't you answered this question?
No.
Like,
these are new.
Oh, this is new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You seem like a grown-up emo, so like something in that vein, something indie maybe. I don't like it's gonna be tasteful. It's gonna be much more tasteful than Usher, I think.
You would think. No, I think if I had to listen to one song the rest of my life, just based on memories that are attached to it and what it means to my life.
Okay.
Is Enter Sandman from Metallica.
Shut the fuck up.
That song.
Why?
Quite literally. Chad Barefield, if you're listening to this, if you're still alive, I don't know. But the day that we got done skateboarding and we went into your room and you said, hey, man, you have to check this out. And you put in the Black Album. The first 30 seconds of that song changed my life. I went home and I told my dad I want to play guitar. And that was it. And that changed the course of my life. That song, if I was a tattoo guy, I would 100% have something that has to do with that song on my body. And I know people shit on Metallica now, but also... Again, get fucked.
What?
That was amazing to me, yeah.
Tara, you reacted to that. What was that reaction?
I was literally listening to that on my way over here.
Are you a Metallica fan?
This is like really dorky. I'm a big sports person.
Mm-hmm.
Mariano Rivera is one of the greatest closing pitchers for the New York Yankees, and that was his like walk-up song. And so I have like a playlist of like walk-up songs for my favorite baseball players.
Okay.
Stop,
okay.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. So you enjoy that song, though?
Yeah, I love that song.
She loves that song. Yeah. Okay. We've got Usher and Metallica. Love it. Okay. I'm asking this question before we get into like the spicier ones because you're a, you enjoy consuming TV, Kyle, and you're a TV writer and producer and all that. So what show would you choose if you had to be trapped in a TV show for a month and who would you be as the character? Like which character would you be?
Yeah.
I love Broad City, so I'd probably have to pick that. I'd like to be like my own person in that world.
Okay.
But I frequently get told that I give like Samantha from Sex and the City.
I can see that.
And like, you know what? She's a hot blonde. She has a great career. She's rich and she lives in like an amazing city. So like I would take that existence too.
Yeah. I love that. I love that actually. That's a fan. I love Broad City, by the way.
Yeah.
So what I'm about to say is probably going to wrap this date up and I'm really sorry. And it was nice
Kyle,
to meet
think
you.
Before you speak.
No, it's you want real. I would love to be Dexter. Like, if I could fly.
She goes, I'm going to go.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
No, no, no. Like, this, like, short little Dexter.
No.
Oh, serial killer Dexter.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that you were thinking Dexter's Laboratory, the cartoon.
What a fucking nerd. Are you kidding me?
I would have loved.
I just want to be in a lab all the time.
No, he's so cool. He's so cool. And he's like, I don't know how he talks. I can't do it.
Yeah.
My laboratory or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I fucking suck at accents.
No. No.
Okay, Dexter the
HBO
serial.
Show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kyle.
What? You can't be mad at my answer for asking me a question.
How do you feel about
sorry.
That, Tara?
Sorry, let me, I would be Ross from Friends. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, that, I would leave that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I love, like, bad methods, good reasons, and, like, people on TV. In my life, I have kind of committed a little bit of that, so.
Of serial killing?
Not serial killing.
Okay.
Just you can, like, tell me, it's okay.
No.
Okay.
That could be our first date.
Wow.
We'll pick someone else out on the beach.
Oh my God, before or after we eat our little picnic.
Well, we have to have energy.
Sure. So you're not going to have energy because there's so many things on the food list. You're going to be falling asleep at the end.
All those grapes.
All
man.
The grapes and the right meats. And the, okay, anyway. Bad methods, good reasons. Okay.
Yeah. Like, so you're not. As long as you're not like serial killing like me or any of the homies or like my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, if your mom or any of the homies are bad people that do bad things that slip through the cracks of the justice system, then they're going to taste my blade.
I don't think anyone I love does anything that like then the justice safe, system right? would like be interested in.
Yeah. Have you seen Dexter? Do you?
I have not.
It's so good.
I get the gist.
But it's so much deeper.
Okay.
Moving on. He's ruining dates left and right, I swear. Okay. So we are going to go into, because this is flown by, we're going to go into the spicy questions. And like I always tell people, if you do not want to answer any, you just say, I don't want to answer those. And I go, yes, ma'am. How important is sex to you in a relationship?
Yeah, it's pretty important. I'm so sorry. Was I supposed to answer first?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
because I jumped.
Go for it. Yeah.
Absolutely no.
Last boyfriend I had, we were together for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And it ultimately ended because he was like kind of going down the route of being like a QAnon conspiracy theorist.
Oh.
But reason number two, bad in bed.
He was bad in bed and you were patient for 5 years.
I know. I tried so hard.
Oh, so you communicated and like.
Yeah. Oh my God. Of course. Yeah.
Did you try and like help him out? Like teach him? Or it's like not your job?
I tried. And then sometimes I'd be like, this is a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of effort.
Was it now, obviously guarding people's feelings here. Was it he wasn't receiving the criticism well and wasn't changing his methods, or he just, there was something about the rhythm of his cadence with sex that just wasn't vibing with you?
There's a saying that like hot people are not good in bed because
they don't have to be.
And he was like very conventionally handsome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think this is the first time I was like his first like real girlfriend.
Mm.
And like the first time he had to keep trying because it was the first time he was consistently like sleeping with somebody.
Right. So he could just do like the hit it and quit it and not have to get feedback.
Yeah, he didn't have to get. Yeah. So okay. I think that's kind of what it was.
Okay. And this wasn't Hawaii, man.
No, but so he was my rebound after Hawaii, man.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm single finally because I was with that guy for like 4 years.
Okay.
I have a conquest. It's going to be this like hot dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he ended up being, like, so nice and so sweet. And then he, like, stuck around for 5 years. So,
right.
So now, moving forward, are you like, I will never do that again for 5 years? Where it's like, if we don't match sexually, I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a lot of guilt, like, feeling that way.
Okay.
But, I don't know, not anymore.
No.
No.
No, you're 31. How about you, Kyle? How important is it to you?
I have more questions.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay.
And then we'll get into it.
Sure.
Because of that situation and sexual compatibility, how soon do you like to find out how sexually compatible you are with someone?
I guess it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to rush things, but like I've put out on a first date before and like dated that person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's 100% like up to the you two and the little world that you've created in whatever feels good. I was just curious because
Mean about communicating or like
no
actually...
just I want to I was just curious is like if it's important to me.
Yeah,
it's like gathering data.
Sure.
It's like, hey, I like talking to you, we have fun together. We like being around each other. Those are data points. Mm-hmm. I would rather get to all of it sooner so I can make a more educated decision on whether or not this is going to work, as opposed to, because what's would suck is you keep pushing that off, keep pushing that off, and you grow emotionally attached to someone, and then you find that out and you're like, oh.
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I will say, if we're getting like date 5 and it hasn't happened, I'll start being like,
oh, okay,
what's going on?
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
That's
really far.
Yeah.
I think that, so for me, with a dog that doesn't do well around strangers, like, I'm not going to just bring over anybody for to sure. my house. Mm-hmm. And so, like, someone's, like, patience and, like, willing to work with that, though, is, like, a big green flag to me.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And also, you could get murdered.
My dog will not let anyone murder me.
True. True. And also, you're starting to concern me, as well as most likely the listeners, with now you've talked about murder twice in this episode. Oh, and then you talked about murder the last episode as well. Do we need to call the authorities?
I like murder. So what? I like murder documentaries. I listen to metal, and most of the subject matter is dark, murderous things. That doesn't mean I'm a murderer or a bad person.
Clip this. Clips Clip of it. This if he ever kills anyone.
Come after me, FBI.
Okay. Moving on. Do you consider yourself adventurous in the bedroom? Both of you.
No.
No?
No.
Are you becoming adventurous in the bedroom?
No. And I'll tell you why. To me, sex isn't like a performance or a play that you're putting on. It's a way to show up authentically, and it's the deepest connection you can have with someone. So all I'm concerned about is connecting with someone. I'm not like, oh, we got to try this to spice it up. It's like, if the connection is real, there's a separate realm that you enter where you're not really thinking about those things, to me anyway. Like, it's like sex is exciting enough if it's with the right person. To me, if it's like, oh, this is starting to get boring, or I need to like try to think about like I need to try this thing or this thing. I mean, let's be real. Mechanically, all that's happening is basically, I'll put this, you can only put yourself into someone so many ways. You know what I mean?
It's only
a couple motions. No one's inventing anything new, is what I'm saying. Uh-huh. And the good old fashioned missionary position with being able to look at someone and like experience them and like the skin-to-skin contact, everything, that's good enough, because that's just how it mechanically was meant to happen. As long as you and I communicate and we both know that we have each other's best interests in mind and we feel safe and we know what's on the table or off the table, I think you can be more creative in confines with a box than you can with just so many option paralysis kind of thing,
like with your partner.
Yes, exactly.
Because you are, I was gonna say, you're like down for it all.
Yeah, not like all. I'm not hanging upside down and you're not gonna peg me and we're not gonna like all that, you know what I mean?
Okay, Tara, let's hear your thoughts on this, because she's just been are you adventurous in the bedroom?
Yeah, I'll try anything twice.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, kind of my mantra. I do think, like, being single for so long, you know, I've dabbled in different things, but I do think kinky shit has been so, like, over-amplified and commodified that it's, like, it doesn't always have to be fucking weird, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves
it
to be weird.
It doesn't always have to be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be weird.
Yeah.
You mean, like, when you say it doesn't always have to be weird, that the stigma of having things doesn't have to be seen as weird, or we don't have to push such weird kinks all the time?
Yeah, the latter is what I'm referring to.
But what if that's like what you're into?
Well, I mean, like, I'm down a clown, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll try. Yeah.
Just not with the guys in the cars. The clown cars.
Yeah.
No.
She's down what a clown
if,
in other ways.
What if that was my fantasy, is to dress up as a clown, pull up to your house in a Fiat, and we clown around?
She's going to be dry.
I was literally just going to say that.
Very
yeah,
dry.
And I need you to also be like a clown, or like
a
circus worker.
Why do I have to be a clown?
Because I don't know. You wanted to talk about fantasies. Let's get to juggling, lady.
I definitely don't have like a clown fantasy, though.
Oh yeah, me neither.
Sorry.
No.
No. Are you sure? I'm sorry. Yeah, no. I should create a safer space.
No, I really, I don't have a clown fantasy. I don't have any. I don't have fantasies.
This isn't even on my list, but I'm going to ask. Would you consider yourself in the bedroom dominant, submissive, both, or you're not sure?
I could do a little bit of both.
Okay.
If I'm like the only dominant one, I'm like, this is a fucking job. I am clocking in. I am managing somebody.
Yeah.
And then we're like clocking out. It's like too much. I've like been in those dynamics before and it's fucking exhausting. But I think I'm also, I don't know, completely submissive. I'm like, all right, get over yourself. Like little ego check. Like,
yeah. You like both. Okay.
Yeah. There has to be a balance.
Right.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Yeah. I'm a dominant. I can't relinquish control like that.
Yeah.
Because it's not fun for me.
Doesn't feel like a job to you.
Not at all. No. Like I like working.
Okay.
You know?
That's good.
Like I like control, gently controlling the situation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I don't want to hurt people, but I'm also, you know, I'm going to be assertive.
Okay.
With my movements and things that are going to happen.
This kept man who cooks and cleans right. at home yeah. and then is dominant in the bedroom. I
it's
love
like,
it.
Yeah. Right? You would think, and if he were lying, I'd call him out, but he's not. Yeah. So
what's the problem? Huh? Where is she at? You know what
it's I mean? The fact that you keep referring to murder.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like, oh, I'm that a little it? Iffy about that.
There we
yeah.
go. Scorpio murder. It. We've got the list of the bad things.
But.
What?
Oh.
Wouldn't that make you feel like seen and protected to know that I have the capacity to go there if I need to,
and also in danger, in grave danger.
I don't.
But isn't that kind of sexy? Like,
unfortunately, like, I do see what you're saying. Unfortunately, yeah.
like you know that at any moment I could just take your life, but I'm not going to, and I'm going to reserve that for someone who's trying to hurt us. You know what I mean?
She's rolling like, her eye.
Like, sorry. Like, I see what you're saying.
Know.
Yeah.
I know a lot of my girlfriends are like, they don't like the more, I don't even want to call it traditionally. Yeah.
So I know what you're saying. I have a friend who's like, Tara, you always date like these big men. Like, aren't you scared? I'm like, scared of what? She's like, you can't fight them.
Why do you want
to
fight?
And I was like, girl, do you only pick men you think you could fight? Yeah.
You size him up. I can't take him. He's not the one.
That's funny.
Oh my God. Start taking jujitsu because I promise you can fight most people if you do. Yeah. Okay. It's morning sex or evening sex?
I just got to brush my teeth.
You got, okay.
That's all.
Same.
Yeah.
So would you prefer morning over evening? Or are you like evening, but if they want to do morning, I'm fine?
Yeah. Pretty much. It just depends what I have going on that day.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Carl?
Well,
it's a term of disrespect.
It's rude. Genetically.
Oh, here we go.
Oh God. I do. Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, but but the way our, like, you want to talk about moons controlling things.
What?
Morning wood is a is a real thing, and there's a reason for that. There's a book called Sex at Dawn that goes into that, but like, there's a reason why morning sex is like a thing. Because to me, I'm a sleepy boy.
Okay.
If you put it this way, if you start a movie past 6 p.m.
Same.
We're not finishing that movie because I'm going to be asleep.
Yep. True.
So if you're trying to go to the boneyard, we got to plan before.
You're not going to perk up for that?
I will, but I'm going to be sleepy. Do you know what I mean?
Weren't you just like, I like to be dominant. I like to work.
Do you know how much? Yeah. Do you know how much energy it takes to be dominant and work? I have to be up for it.
Okay.
Right? So.
So are you pitching morning sex or afternoon sex? What? Or early evening? 4 p.m. How sexy?
It has to be early evening.
Early evening.
Early evening, preferably before dinner or morning. But if we're gonna do it at night, let's make sure that it's like on a weekend so we can sleep in the next day. If I have to get up at 4 a.m. the next day and it's like rounding 9 o'clock,
okay,
you better not expect much, because we're getting this done and we're sleeping.
Best dating advice you've? Oh no, we're not doing that one. We are doing your ideal first date.
I like the other one better.
Okay, we are doing best dating advice you've ever been given. I love this. Best dating advice.
Okay. You can't make anybody love you. And I think that's like very depressing because you're so powerless in this situation. But at the same time, like, you will show up with your imperfections, insecurities, your baggage, and someone will just choose you as you are. You don't have to do anything because you can't make anybody love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that. hear that, ladies? Don't chase them. Don't chase them. They're not worth it. Okay, moving on. Triggered.
She's not wrong. You're not wrong.
She's not wrong. You had a great answer. That was a wonderful answer.
Yeah.
I've already said this, though.
Isn't well, think of boring? Another one, right. Kyle.
Okay, best dating advice.
All right, well, you can talk about your ideal first date then.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, my ideal first date.
Sorry, I changed the rules. I don't know.
Changing the rules. I'll just leave. I'll just go.
Ideal first date. I love, and I've gotten some pushback on this, and I know that it's kind of like people see it as a cop-out, but I really don't. Like, I want a setting where I'm going to get to know you and I'm actually going to see you for who you are. So I like a daylight date because a candlelit restaurant can really woo you because the atmosphere is also romantic and it can kind of bleed into some false feelings you may be feeling.
Sure.
So I love a day date that is very low barrier, not only for – and I want to meet there. I don't want to pick each other up. I want to meet there. And I want to make it so there is an out that we both know is there. So it's like something very low key. It's like, let's go split a dessert. Let's go to the beach. Let's grab some ice cream. Let's just walk and talk. Like, I want to get to know you and ask the questions and see you in the daytime without any frills, fancy clothes, getting dressed up. Because again, those things can really flavor something that might not actually be there. And after that first date, if I reflect on like how you made me feel and how I felt around you and like, did we have good conversation and I like you, if I like you in the daytime with just normal clothes on and we can just have a conversation, I'm going to like you at a candlelit dinner. But a lot of times it's not the other way around. It's really easy to like, especially being a guy, like I've said this before, we're dumb. There's a pretty girl in front of us. Sometimes our brain shuts off and we actually don't like that person. We like the fantasy of what we're seeing. So I want to see the real you. And I know it's really hard to show up as the real you on first dates for some people, but I want to see as close to the real you as I can.
That's a good answer. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't answer that because my ideal first date is like hibachi. I want to know if you can catch fried rice in your mouth.
Oh.
That's sick.
That's cool. I can definitely do that.
You can get down with that.
And
Kyle says daytime date because he's literally asleep before the sun goes down. Don't let him fool you. Anyway, keep going.
No, I get that. My usual first date is like a slice of pie at House of Pie. So that it's like in and out.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you talk. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Where you want to go?
Where do you live? Yeah.
I live in Burbank.
I love how...
it's okay. You're good.
House of Pies, I would get... we would walk down, or no, we never walked down there. We should have. We lived like 4 minutes, but I would get them delivered. Their House of Pies and Los Feliz. If you'd like to sponsor this podcast, we'd love to have you.
Is it still there?
Coconut cream pie and their chocolate cream pie.
Yeah. I like to go there and act like I've never been there. And then the guy will be like, oh my God, let's just order every slice and figure out which one we like. And I'm like,
well, we're definitely not doing that.
Why?
Because now I know.
Oh. Now you know. Yeah.
What's your favorite pie?
I really like the Dutch apple.
Never had it there. Does it come with ice cream though?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I'm not having apple pie without ice cream. I'm not a cereal killer. I'm not a cereal killer. That was not worth it.
That was all so that dumb. Time.
Okay. Okay, we're going to have you get the fuck out of here for now so I can ask. So what is going to happen, so you know, Tara, is Kyle's going to be brought into a room where he can't hear you. He can't see you.
Oh, no, he's not going to go in that room.
No, he's not going to hear and see. Some of the girls were like, oh, yeah, he can't hear me or see me. I'm like, no, for real.
That's fucking terrible.
And then I'm going to just get your thoughts. And then vice versa, you will be brought into a dark – no, you won't be brought into a dark senses limiting room. Anyway, get out of here. Get out of here.
Before you say anything,
yeah,
just know that this I had a good time. This was fun.
Before I get into your thoughts, and I haven't done this on any other episode, but one of the girls in Ashton, I'll just say, so our friends and listeners know, she actually asked me, because she didn't know that we used to be engaged, she asked me a couple questions.
Yeah.
So is there any questions you have for me before we get into your thoughts?
So I think as somebody who has also like ended long-term relationships, I get it.
Okay.
We mourn the shorter ones because we are feeling like we're missing out on the potential and like what could have been.
Mm-hmm.
when you've been with someone for so long, you've traveled down every road, you know where they all end.
Yeah.
And in a way, there's like a lot of closure there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like sometimes you could be in this beautiful relationship, and a lot of times, like talking to my girlfriends, it's like they're like, there's nothing wrong. But sometimes you just have to go like, oh, I appreciate every single moment I had with that person, but we're in two different places now. We've grown, we evolved, and we're not on the same pages anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's beautiful. That's life. You guys grew up together.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so overall, how did you feel about this? How did you feel about Kyle? Are you going to get a possible restraining order on him because of all the murders he's been talking about?
I think he's so lovely. He's so nice. Like, well done.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think I would see him again. Really? Do you think I was, like, busting his balls a little bit too much?
No.
Because I was, like, really holding back.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
You don't know this, but our listener friends do. On, like, Tip Top, one of his, like, he always says, he's like, I really love someone who could riff with me. He always says that.
Mm-hmm.
And sense of humor and isn't like, can go back and forth. Yeah. And that's what you guys
someone
did.
Who can keep up.
Keep up.
That's what I'm looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't even get into the questions of like, what's your ideal partner? Can you give us a quick give us a quick rundown. We're doing this all out of order, yeah. What's your ideal partner?
This is funny. I've actually been thinking about this a lot.
Okay.
Because I'm someone who's really prone to forbidden crushes. My current one is my gynecologist.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hot, though?
Hot as fuck.
Stop.
Sorry.
You're going to give me the doctor's office when I get out of here.
But, like, I, like, really value the care that I receive from him. So I'm like, okay, what is it about this person that makes me so drawn to him?
Right.
I think he makes me laugh during, hard times, uncomfortable times.
Right.
He creates a space for me to feel like I feel safe enough to be vulnerable.
Right.
And to be scared because I am always putting on a brave face.
Yeah.
He's really passionate.
When he slips the fingies up there.
Yeah. He says, he's fresh out of academia. And so he's living his dream. He's really ambitious. That's nice.
I see a photo of this guy.
Here's the thing.
I won't take him.
No.
I won't take him. Okay, let's see.
When I saw his little professional headshot in the waiting room of this doctor's office, I was like, oh, that's fucking dweeb.
Charity work.
Like, you're welcome. He walks into the room. He doesn't have this dumbass slick back. In fact, he has this one curl that hangs down on his forehead. I'm in the stirrups and I just want to
legs wide.
Push it out of his...
Do you think there's a... Have you ever gotten the vibe of, I love how this is where we're at now. We're talking about your guy, and I'm being like, okay, so do you think it's a match?
No. I don't think I should go there. I don't want to get him in trouble.
Right.
But I am what is it about him that makes me so drawn to him?
Okay. And this is where we're going. Okay, so you're listing all the things. Sorry.
I listed them already.
Okay.
And we got distracted because I said he was hot.
I know. Okay. So
he
makes you feel you are a... vulnerable. Do you think you're naturally vulnerable with most people?
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay. I'm really combative when it comes to vulnerability.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so interesting because I don't get the vibe from you of that, but then I also do because I feel like we're similar in a lot of ways. While I'll use my humor or my whatever sometimes put up walls.
Yeah.
Just because I feel safer there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 100% it.
Totally. So, well, that's a good quality where you guys can banter and go back and forth. Woo, I'm hot now because we're talking about the gyno.
So sorry.
Love him for us. I'm about to get a new gyno.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's great. He really is. Anyway, so you feel like any negatives about Kyle you want to list?
See, I don't know.
Okay.
The way, my scale of things is we go on a date and it's do I want to know more about this person.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of this, yes, absolutely, I do. That's where I'm at.
Great.
I haven't seen anything, bad or alarming.
Right.
I mean, we did this all with his nice fiance beside him. Maybe that.
Just so you know, for date two, if there's a date two,
sure.
I am not going to be there next to you. Will I maybe be in the car outside of the place? Will I maybe be in the corner with our producer? But you won't see us. We'll wear masks or some shit.
Sure.
If you
need to wear a hat.
A hat.
A mustache.
That's
only acceptable. Yeah.
Okay, so this is great. Thank you so much for coming on. Do you have, and no worries if you don't want people to reach you. But do you have anything you want to plug, any projects coming up? If anyone wants to reach out to you, your Instagram page, or are you like, I'm good, I'm staying private?
No, I mean, I can give out my Instagram handle.
Let's hear it.
It's my same screen name I've ever had since like seventh grade.
Like AOL?
Yep.
Okay.
It's The Terrar, T-H-E-T-E-R-A-W-R-R, two R's, I think.
Like T-Rex. Rar?
Or I don't know.
Okay.
I honestly didn't make it up. One of my friends made it up.
That's really cute because mine was Abercrombie Baby Girl 73.
Fuck yeah.
I'm sick to my stomach. I hate myself.
Why is that not still your handle on everything you use?
Abercrombie Baby Girl.
I'm going to Venmo you.
You should. Okay. Anyway. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Yeah. Do you have any projects you want to plug, or are you good for now?
No, I'm good for now. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
This was fun. Did I do okay?
You killed it.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just a regular person. I just like talking.
You said that on the phone. You're like, I'm just a regular person. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fine. And then you come in here and you blow us all away. So.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that.
Thank you so much. We're going to have Kyle come in now, but I'm going to give you a little huggy.
Cool.
It smells like girls over here.
So, how did you feel? I love Tara.
Apparently you
guys
are.
But not in a way of like, I want to go on a date.
You go on a House of Pies. You're from the same part of New York. You know what I mean? Scissor Sisters over here. What was the question?
How did you feel about Tara?
I think Tara's really cool. Mm-hmm. I think I think we had some telepathic communication moments, especially in the game. She feels like, you know, when you meet someone, friend, whatever, they're going to be in your life, and you're just like, oh, I'm comfortable with this person, like right off the bat, even though, like say we were at like a party with friends or whatever. I feel like we would just vibe. I know I use that a lot. No, you don't use it a lot.
You said it about Ashton though.
Yeah.
Using the same things.
No, but it's true though. It's like, it's like, oh, I don't see a point where we would talk and it would lull, you know, where you're like, so, you know.
Right.
No, I think it's like a total, I just feel very comfortable. That's the biggest thing for me when it comes to finding someone you want to be with. It's how you, it's checking in with like, how do you feel? Are you anxious? Are you calm? Are you happy? Are you sad? You know, some people make you like, ooh. But no, she's like totally, she can give it, take it. You know, this is very important.
Yeah. And same with humor. She asked me, she was like, was I a little too rough on him with the humor? And she was like, because I was holding back of it. And I was like, no, you were great. And I told her, I was like, one of his main things is banter.
Yeah, banter's everything.
Yeah.
Banter's absolutely everything.
Is she a possibility? Now, don't spoil it, because next episode, listener friends, we will be reviewing all the girls sort of in detail, your thoughts now that you've sat on like all of the dates.
Yeah.
And hopefully Kyle will be picking a date, but maybe he won't be. So is she a possibility for another date?
I mean, wouldn't that give it away if I said yes or no?
I'll do something here. Go, I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
I guess you'll have to tune in next week.
I guess we'll see. So far, out of these four, they all have their pluses and their minuses. And I think that we've had great conversation with all.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really going to come down to values. Who makes me feel the most comfortable, and who I can see myself like, just like getting to know better.
Yeah,
you know, it's really comes down to simple things. Like, again, looks are a big part of it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But again, looks fade. My looks are gonna fade. Their looks are gonna fade.
Your looks
over
are
time.
Already fading.
Yeah, whatever. I have like literally not even reached my peak yet.
Okay. Anyway, so thank you all for tuning in.
Yes.
I'm very excited for next episode. So Kyle's done with the in-studio dates. We have our four girls.
Mm-hmm.
The next episode, we are going to sort of review them all. I'm gonna get your honest thoughts now that I'm gonna give my honest thoughts on who I think the best match is. And then we're going to do things like go through their Instagram pages.
Oh.
Maya, who's from Hinge, I'm going to have Kyle look through her profile. And he's going to get to know more about like who he met and then who they sort of how they present themselves to the world.
This is new. I didn't know this.
Yeah. Well, I just decided it, and I think it's a great idea. So.
Okay.
So great. I'm very excited for that. This is fun, you guys. Tune in next week to hear us talk about the girls, and Kyle will be deciding if he's taking someone on a second date, and you'll find out who next week. Thank you all for tuning in to the Date My Podcast, Season 1, Date My Ex, and we will see you next week.
Cue the music.